is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, the IAAF Road Relays Bahamas, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, and Tropical Gyros.
No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop art a lips up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban linked up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, April 24th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company. And boy, we got Pearly in studio early today. I think I know why we got Pearly in studio.
I can be honest with you, my air fryer freak out last night. I am going nuts.
That's what it is, air fryer?
It freak out, yeah. It jumping from 11 minutes to 59 seconds, and I don't know why.
Miraculously, when I say Tadog will be here with Rice.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I know Tadog, I love her music.
No, I was trying to go around the corner through the alley and back before I say that.
Well, and I got it out of the way for you.
Okay.
So we're good to see you early. I appreciate you. Normally, I don't see you this time.
Well, you know, like I said, air fryer freaking out.
And I'm glad it's on the Wednesday, not a Thursday.
Well, see, that's my story, and I stick into it.
All right. Well, Tadog, good to see you, man. You're no stranger to the show, but obviously, you know, we had lots to talk about, especially with child protection, and we got to talk to you. You know, it begins and starts in my book with you because you've been championing this cause for years, not just today.
15
not just
years.
Yesterday. 15. Yeah. And you do big things with Rise. You do big things in the community, and you got some special guests with you today.
I do. I have my godsons, Luke Murray and Judah Bates. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Nah, it was nah. That's the way you say hi. You on the radio, you know.
So how old are you, young man?
10.
You 10?
Yes.
All right. And how old are you?
I think he's going on 18, though.
Yeah, but he looked like he got mischief dripping off him.
Yeah.
And how old are you, bro?
17.
All right, there you go. Good spectrum to talk to. I mean, you know.
I figure we might as well let them be a part of the conversation since they are the children and they are the ones who should lead us and they are the ones who should be our priorities. So when we find out what they think needs to change and be improved, then we need to do what they say.
I remember somewhere in the Bible that say, out of the mouths of babes come words of wisdom, if I'm not mistaken. Prophet, you could go and tell me which scripture that is.
I can't help you with that. I know
why
it.
I say prophet, you call us.
And then there was a famous comedian, we won't call his name, used to say the things that children say.
Remember he's kids commercial? Say the darndest things.
The kids say the darndest things. There you go.
That was
there
such
go.
A cool show.
Yeah, that
was a great show.
Yeah, but we don't, we'll just, you know.
But I think kids say the most sensible things as well, not just the darndest things.
Maybe the most sensible things are at the wrong time, too, because timing they need to work on, too. But at the end of the day.
Kids are snitches. They tell on you.
Oh, at the goodness. End of the day, get it out.
I got in trouble several times when my kid was talking.
Shh, that's between us.
Yeah.
I remember one time, you know, we was in the airport. And we in the line, and I put my spiel together because the line moving slow, okay? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to just let them know we were here from 8:20, which is 2.5 hours before the flight. I ain't going to say which one.
I believe I know which one.
You already know which one. Pop up. What you talking about, Dad? You crazy. We just got it at 8:45. if the ground could have just opened me up and swallowed me right there.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
See, that's why when I walk into the line, I make them go sit down because I know they can get you in trouble.
But now I know for future reference. Yeah, park it over there.
Yeah.
But ta-da, good to see you again, like I said. And we have lots to talk about in regards to child protection because recently we've seen more incidents with violence against kids. We've seen social disturbances. We just had an incident. I ate my rock yesterday at the high school with the big fight with between kids, police officers, faculty.
A couple of kids were murdered early in the year as well.
Correct.
A 16-year-old with the stray bullet.
Yeah.
And then another toddler, I think, 2-year-old boy.
Right.
So, to be specific, we don't just have an increase. We have an 87% increase in reported cases of child abuse last year. That is astronomical. That is something
that's almost doubled.
But you heard doubled. You heard the key word, reported.
Right. So we don't know how much actual abuse happened.
But let me just ask you this question before you continue with the 87%, you know, point. Has this become, and both of you can answer on it, has this become part of our fiber, a part of our social, you know, makeup, that we've accepted this? Have we become desensitized to children being abused, molested, attacked, murdered? Is it just part of the fabric? Have we become desensitized? Because we talk about it today, it'll be on the front page today, and by the weekend, it'll be on the back page or out of the news.
Has any politician, parliamentarian, government official commented on the 87% that you know of?
No.
Okay. I think the people were waiting for a movement to start. We started the movement 15 years ago when there was reports that a 5-month-old baby girl was raped in 2009 and died.
Mm-hmm.
The work has not stopped. You have the crisis center, but my movements are something else. We're more activists, more advocates, and we're not afraid to let people know when we're tired of talking and tired of appealing to them. So I'm going to officially announce now that I'm going to be inspiring a league of independent candidates to contest the next general election or snap election or forced election, because an 87% increase of abuse and crimes and rapes and incest and neglect of children is something that should demand a state of emergency in this country. Bahamians, you have to stand up, speak out. The ones who are calling the radio stations all the time and saying that this needs to be a priority, I thank you. Those who write letters to the editor, I thank you. Those who share the posts on our pages, Rise Bahamas, and the petition, you can actually go online now. You know, whenever I come on, I give you a link to go to.
Sure do.
Get your typing finger ready. It's a change.org/childprotection242petition.
change.org/childprotection242.
But before I get into the details of how this League of Independent Candidates is going to work, you might as well just refer to them as the League of Extraordinary Candidates.
So you're going to call them the LICs?
No, that's just a nickname. The name of the group is the Hummingbirds United. I was the first hummingbird that led the way, ran in a couple elections, did a decent enough job the first time, did a horrible job the second time. But there are people out there who are ready. They've been community workers. They've been working in activism, advocacy. They're entrepreneurs. They're people in environmental work. People who care about this country and are bold enough to stand together and say, we're going to be different because we're not going to be a party. And we have only political parties in the country right now. The PLP, FNM, and Coalition of Independents are all political party. So all political parties. So a league of extraordinary candidates in the Hummingbirds United group is going to stand out. And I'm going to heavily vet them, me and my team. We're going to do background checks. We're going to do interviews. We're going to have young people and children like Luke and Judah interviewing them as well, so that we find out exactly where their heads are at, where their hearts are at, because we ain't taking no jokes. There's a new sheriff in town, and her name is Tada.
Uh-oh. I like it.
You like that, Judah?
Yeah.
Judah likes it, so.
We should play the music from Blazing Saddles.
I ain't no cowgirl. I ain't Beyonce. But let's talk to the young people. Like Luke said, he's 70, and let you start, Luke. If you had one thing you could improve about this country, what would it be? Speak into the mic, please.
All right. Probably an increase in the emphasis on education, as worldwide, I would say, there's definitely a shortage of teachers. So not a shortage per se, but a lack of care towards teachers, where I was planning on becoming a teacher, but nearly everyone I looked into said, don't do it, it's a horrible industry. And so I think that's definitely something we should take care towards, because it seems like for the next generation, there's not going to even be proper teachers.
Mm.
And especially as a poorer country, all the good teachers are just going to go to the richer countries anyways.
Where they're getting offered a more reasonable salary.
Yeah.
So, you know, I heard you say that, and I got to defend it because my sister has been a teacher for 30-plus years at St. Augustine. She started out as a Spanish teacher, eventually the guidance counselor, eventually the principal of the school. If you're doing it for money, don't do it. It's not about the money. It's about the love of the students. You're not going to make the kind of money you want, but it has to be a sacrifice that you want to do for children, that you want to see kids better. That's the reward you get as being a teacher.
At this point, in the future, when Hummingbirds United has control of the government, teachers will be compensated commensurate with the role and responsibility that they have, which is taking care of, protecting, and teaching our children. So if you think that certain people in certain industries could command a certain fee, teachers need to be comparable, nurses need to be comparable, caregivers, people who do these jobs that require a lot of heart and sacrifice and are pivotal to the fabric of our society, need to be recognized and duly compensated. Simply.
And while I like that comment you're making, and you say that, I hear that, and I still stand by the fact that you're doing it for the love of the kids, because when you start talking about the salary, then you start attracting people only into it for the money. And while they should be better compensated, I'm agreeing with you 100%, but I don't want it to be a money thing, because too many people you talk to, how much I'm making, what I'm making out of, what's the deal out of it? And then at that point, too many people get in for the wrong reasons.
Pastors and religious people said, this is a calling. I am not just being a pastor. I was called of God.
Well, teaching
has to be a calling.
Let me just interject.
I think
we've all had a positive effect from a teacher that now in retrospect we look back and say, you know, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so could have been doing this. They were so brilliant. They didn't have to teach us.
Right.
But they made an impact on us because they were brilliant teachers. And like Earl said, they loved the passion of teaching and reaching the kids. Obviously, you know, maybe we've seen it over the years. Teachers are still trying to get where they need to be financially. And I think they give enough to society. They should be compensated. It should be worthwhile.
And we're not saying that all teachers are great. We have some teachers who abuse children. That's probably the vast minority. But we also have to do a good job of vetting people. So when you...
The vetting process and can measure it on your qualifications, so on and so forth, and put you in a position to succeed.
Detailed background checks, detailed interviews, detailed reference, character references. That's for our Hummingbirds United League. Nobody is going to be allowed to use our symbol or call themselves a hummingbird unless they have passed our test with flying colors.
Do you do know that the Jamaican Association of the Bahamas are called the Hummingbirds?
The Caribbean Airlines also is the Hummingbird's logo. The Hummingbird is essentially the bird of the region. So it's appropriate that we have Bahamian Hummingbirds. And the story, you might not have heard you heard the proverb?
Go ahead.
Let me let the boys hear it as well. So there was a beautiful, lush forest, all kind of ganap tree and juju and mango and thing. And they had a bunch of animals there, raccoons, elephants, hummingbirds, whatever. And so one day the forest just was burning to the ground. They had a massive fire. So the elephant and all the other animals standing on the sidelines like, oh, my goodness, our home is burning to the ground. So out of the corner of his eye, the elephant sees this hummingbird flying back and forth, up and down. And the elephant says, hummingbird, what you doing? So the hummingbird, she says to him, I'm taking drops of water from the river to the fire. And the elephant scoffs and says, psh, that ain't make no sense. You too small, you could get burned up, and you ain't making no difference anyway. And the hummingbird cut her eye at him and just said, well, I'm doing the best I can, and kept on going. I am the hummingbird of the region.
Super.
For children. And we have other hummingbirds who excel in the environmental side of things, education side of things, youth sports and culture, which should all be separate.
Okay.
We have people who are out there who've been working in the trenches, working at community organizations and volunteering and giving and donating. And so it's high time Bahamians say we are not going to just accept that the price of gas at the pumps is $6 anymore, because we know who's behind the gas industry in the Bahamas. We are not going to accept that the price of going to the grocery store is so much that you could only buy a couple of things and then you still end up having a $50 bill expense. We're not going to accept the fact that we're in the top cost of living in the country, in the world, and we only have potholes to show for it, and an 87% increase in child abuse reported cases. Judah, we're going to take the mic. Do you get the mic? What do you have to say about all this? Do you have any ideas of how the Bahamas could be a better place for children?
If people didn't have such bad intentions, I think it could be a better place. But we need more people to protect children. Like, let's say it's Halloween, mm-hmm. and people and some parents want to let their children walk to the house and get candy by themselves. But what if anything could happen when they walk up?
Right, so they got to have a chaperone.
Yeah.
So that's okay. So in your own household, you ensure that you first of all, when you have a baby, what's the first thing? You baby-proof the house, right?
Yeah.
You make sure it ain't no sharp metal table edges out. You put a little cushion on the side. You make sure the door locks.
Or, like, get a new table.
Or whatever, like, so we need to baby-proof the Bahamas, so we do whatever it takes humanly possible to ensure that anybody who is a child, and by legal definition, a child in the Bahamas is anyone under the age of 18 years old, has the rights, access, and protection that they need, right? That makes sense?
Yeah.
And you say you how old?
10.
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm looking at your example there. I like your example, you know, Halloween, because I'm looking at you, and you remind me a lot of me when I was 10, you know. And I know what you're thinking. Kids want to go trick-or-treating by themselves.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, this kid had some eggs stashed somewhere. He wanted to get an egg fight. And, you know, chaperones are not a good thing. I like that. Well, I'll tell you off here, we'll stash the eggs for next Halloween, okay?
Well, the energy.
See what I tell you, buddy? See? What I tell you?
When we were young, we used to bury the eggs, like, the week before and keep them in underground till Halloween night.
That was a great part
of Halloween. I shouldn't tell these kids these secrets.
But that's something that was very big in my childhood. And my late mom and my late Aunt Kay, they always used to make Halloween big. The neighborhood used to come from 3 and 4 yeah. corners over for yeah. Halloween. And we used to, it was an event.
Well, me and Judah thing is Easter. He's the champion, which you Easter found the egg. Golden egg, right? At the National Art Gallery. Yeah. Tell us how many eggs you found.
I got like 106.
Yes.
What? Plus the golden egg.
And then last year, you actually won the scavenger hunt. Was it a scavenger hunt? Yeah.
Yeah, it was a scavenger hunt.
Wow.
So we are the champions of all the National Art Gallery.
You should
events.
Take up a career in treasure hunting, young man. You'll be rich.
Could be
look
rich.
Look like you could find things.
This is another industry when you talk about natural resources that we have. We don't regulate it sufficiently, and we don't tax it sufficiently.
And too willingly, we let other foreign entities come in, make a discovery, and say, thank you.
Well, they're debating in some environmental bill right now. I don't know how, because I'm hearing a lot of holes in it, so I don't know how far it'll go as it is now. I think on some amendments later, but I don't know. We'll see.
I got some questions for you off the tax line. Naughty Tada for Prime Minister, that's my art teacher question. What are you going to do to unite women around you, as the saying goes, that women don't vote for women?
Well, Ting, this is a new sheriff in town, and she's a woman, and things are about to change in that respect. I see in the activist world, I could call tens and tens and tens of names. Sandra Dean Patterson, Noelle Nichols, whose mother was the late Donna Nichols, Lindsay Thompson, Camille Simonette, Kavita Garakapathy. Who else we all might know?
So Candy Gibson. You're going to forget some names.
Candy Gibson. Just Candy Gibson alone.
Yeah.
She's had must see 20 events a year just serving the people of Nassau Village.
Yeah.
And FOAM is running like Rise Bahamas is on a shoestring budget. We find ways to get donors to do these events. Like, we don't focus on community events. We focus on advocacy with Rise Bahamas.
Yes.
But Candy and Families of All Murder Victims, they go hard in the paint. So when you see women like that, and she always on the radio, always on the TV talking about we need safe houses, we need protection, we need all these things. So the women are together. Trust me, the ones who pray, they praying. The ones who donate, they donate. And the ones who are the street soldiers, they on the streets. The ones who are in the community centers, trust me, it's our time. And I have a hunch that the majority of Hummingbird United League of Extraordinary Candidates is going to be women.
Let me ask you this question. Do we feel that the fact that there are too many and too many single parent families that contributes that the lack of children or because we're not protecting enough, because the fathers aren't in the homes, the mothers are angry, so the attention is not being paid. Do you think that will be a factor to what's going on?
I think since the 1970s or so, the statistics have shown that about 70% of children born in the Bahamas were born to single mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So when Naughty was asking if child abuse and violation and incest and child rape and things like that is just a part of the Bahamian society fabric now, and that we're just used to it and desensitized, I think we also have to take into account the fact that, you know, one person ideally shouldn't be raising a whole family or even just a child alone. It's always easier when you have help. And sometimes the community steps up and helps. You know, certain,
it still takes a village.
It takes a village. That's the thing. So even looking at children who have no families who need to be adopted in the children's homes and all those, let's start looking at the foster care system and how it works. Or even if we have one, Judy, you have a question? Use the mic.
Well, it's not really, it's not a question. I heard what you said about the lady on the TV,
mm-hmm.
when she's saying we need better, like, home security. If I were that person, I wouldn't be on the TV. I would make, like, I would go to the government and make an event, a day. And I think there might be already be a day, but make a whole, like, make signs for, like, better like, home security.
So you would have a demonstration.
Yes.
You would take the signs. You get all your kids from your school, and Luke will bring all his friends and cousins, and you take your signs and you go to Rawson Square. How much people need to be there with you?
100.
Okay.
1,000.
Plus.
Okay. 100 plus to infinity. Oh. So all of y'all with children and godkids, nieces, nephews, grandchildren who able to walk, even if you bring them in your stroller. Judah sounds like he wants to plan a child protection demonstration, so I'll help him with that. And that's the thing about hummingbirds. Judah is a hummingbird even though he can't run. Luke is a hummingbird even though he can't run yet. But the thing about hummingbirds is the ones in the forefront for the political side of things, they're going to run. But the rest of us might be hop, skipping, and jumping. Like, and me, I fly in.
And then you talk about this, like, what kind of people you're looking for? You
know, well,
there's another independent group of candidates.
They're a political party now.
Okay.
Hummingbirds are Bahamian citizens, pretty much, who have a proven track record of country building or have excelled in their respective fields. They're ready to serve in frontline politics with another set of independents after being carefully vetted and selected by a jury of me and my team, which will include children. So some of the activities we're going to do as the inspiration for the league is interview and vet them, like I said, publicly endorse successful candidates who pass the test. And then we're also going to allow these selected candidates use of the same Hummingbird United symbol. And if you just do your hand in the formation of a bird, that's our hand signal right there. Okay. You see Judah got it. He flying, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Got your signs and everything.
This is the logo.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
I also have it tattooed right there.
Stop it. You got your ink and all too, boy. You really serious about this?
Yeah, man. That was my 44th birthday gift. So, to myself. So, yeah, man. I started a think tank 10 years ago, the same time I founded Rise Bahamas. And it was about trying to see what we really need to do and how we could break through this glass ceiling, this...
Well, you're getting questions now. How do we join the hummingbird? I need information on joining the hummingbird.
Now, there's two facets to the hummingbirds. You could be an actual potential candidate who we interview and do background checks on and vet, or you could be someone who wants to support behind the scenes as either a donor, a volunteer, or someone who will be a part of our street team where we have people sharing our posts, people calling into the radio stations, and that sort of thing. So the hummingbirds of all species or types are welcome, but just when you want to find out information, just go to Facebook and search TADA Tada, but the actual link is facebook.com/TADALive, TADALIVE.
Let me ask you this. How to put this now? The last crew that came out and said there's a group of independents, you just clarified, said they're a political party. Now, who's to say that the hummingbirds won't evolve to that? Or is that your intention eventually? Or you're going to try as best to keep them as independent as possible?
Yeah, let's try this independent thing. Let's try this a lot of, like, women running for the first time thing. Let's see how these things go. Let's say, for instance, we have the 39 seats, and then the FNM wins 12, the PLP wins 12, and we win the rest. You know what that would be, right? That would be a coalition government. Because...
But if you have independence and they're not all on the same page...
It would still be a coalition government.
But how do you make sure you get anything done?
Well, at that time, we would reevaluate and see whether we need to form an actual caucus.
It doesn't you'll have even to side with one. You'll either have to side with the PLP, the FNM, the form.
Yeah, but if we could make our own rules, though, we don't necessarily have to follow the model that they've been following. So we might still have the kind of autonomy that we need. Just like you have people in the major parties who are elected to parliament, some of them don't have portfolios. They're called backbenchers.
Yes.
They're not bound by any cabinet
When they call the party whip is on, that's a different story.
So when you say party whip, you got to educate people. Everybody.
Okay. The party whip is each party would designate one person that controls the vote.
Right.
Basically, so if the PLP is coming with a controversial example, like when they came up with the disclosure bill back in the 70s, and a lot of them are opposed to it, they say the whip is on.
Meaning that party that, member has to vote, or that party be
the whip would calling you and say, listen, you got to vote this way because the party whip is on.
Yeah. See, things like that. I don't believe in whips because I ain't no slave.
Uh-huh.
So the hummingbirds won't be imposing things like that. Even if they do turn into a grouping that is unified once elected to parliament, they won't be any grouping prior to them being elected to parliament. But those who are elected will have to decide amongst themselves how they want to proceed.
Okay, cool.
All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Get this one out of the way, and then we'll be back to wrap up this first hour. With today, I got a few questions for you today as well. So we'll get to them on the flip side of the break. Phone lines are open. Feel free to chime in. 323-6232 in New Providence. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back at you right after the break.
Dude.
Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday, May 3rd at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Kicking off the month of May, celebrating Nurses Month. Night Nurse. From 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., featuring the Big Band Visage and DJ Beats. We salute all the nurses as we celebrate Nurses Month at Fish Fry Friday.
My girl call her Nax if I leave home. Well, I tell she are real close. Girl, I almost did.
Admission $25 general, $55 for the Bahamian Buffet at Vacation Cafe and the party. All government workers get $5 off their entry with your work ID. You can win passes to dine at Vacation Cafe and passes to the water park. So make your plans to be at Fish Fry Friday. For the best in Soca Bahamian and your favorite old school jams. Fish Fry Friday, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, 12 Volt Bar, May 3rd.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter, with big plans, and we've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean, and don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's better in the Bahamas, romance all the day. It's better in the Bahamas, come and dance the night away. All the hideaways for the lazy days, all the nights the people play. Ooh la la la, ooh la la.
When I recorded that jingle,
yeah,
like I felt like there was hope.
Okay,
I knew if I was a Bahamian and I knew the capacity I had to love my country and my love my country people enough to fight for a change, that other people would somehow eventually be inspired and it would be better. Today I say we're not aiming for better anymore. That was the 80s jingle that we brought back. We aiming to be the best country in the whole doggone planet, in the universe. You're talking about Star Wars off air.
Uh-huh.
So this is a new feeling that I have. So you could play this little rap ditty for me, please. Run the track, Arlie. Yeah, 242. I know y'all can hear me. What? All they can see is the PLP. All they want is them effing them. We make sense, they make dollars. Some run for office, become ballers. On the box of Bahamians, sell out everything that they can. No tanks, no more, yes I ran. Sang sweet songs, footprints in the sand. No slopping up, let's take a stand. We bout to fly like Superman says. I ain't running no more, just leading the way. Bout child protection, we don't play. Mess with the kids, you get paid. Doubt all you want, I say what I say.
Like it.
Thank you, Judy.
And the whole key thing is, mess with the kids, you're going to pay.
Mess with the kids, you're going to pay.
You're going
to
pay.
And listen to the words I say. This is a whole new day, a new way. We ain't going to play, we going to slay.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
In money.
There you go. That's it. Before we get out of here, Talking Heads.
Talking Heads, we don't hate you.
What's going on, GNN?
You're just naughty by nature. What's going on?
Everybody's a rapper today, huh?
Everybody rapping today. What you got today for me,
I can tell you right now, Billy.
Yes, sir.
Stop the tell to die with when it comes to rapping. Leave that to the professor. Tell her she naked. Don't tell her you like it.
No, you got
to
tell her. You got to tell her. Tell her right now. So she couldn't hear you this
all.
Now.
That ain't her.
Come. You bust something for me. Let me hear your freestyle.
He said,
I can't bust nothing. I can leave that to the professor. You understand? And Naughty, did I hear today say something about hummingbirds?
Yeah.
Because I just told him. What did she say about it?
She was talking. Well, let him know what you were talking about today, as far as the hummingbirds go and your independent candidates for the next election.
Oh, you didn't hear what I said? Oh, okay. No, I was telling them the story of the hummingbirds, where there was an African proverb where the forest was burning to the ground. All the animals were standing on the sideline watching it burn, and then the elephant saw the hummingbird at the side of his eye, and he asked what the hummingbird was doing. She told him she was taking drops of water from the river to the fire. He laughed at her and made fun of her, and she said, well, I'm going to keep on going and do the best I can. I'm the hummingbird.
Oh, okay.
I have a list of independent candidates to contest the next general election, non-politically affiliated as far as party.
Yeah, well, that's all I call to ask her, you know, because I just tuned in, just reach from, you know, where I come from, and I hear a hummingbird. So I said, let me call and find out what it was. So
thank you so much. Bless up. Luke had something to say about...
Hey, and GNN, you need to keep me posted on that thing we talked about, and I need an update on that because I'm getting some reports. I know you heard me, though. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Let's get to the other call real quick.
Yeah, Luke had something. Let's take the call and then Luke. Hold on, Luke.
How you doing?
Hey, what you say, JJ?
I'm fine. You know, I didn't send it to best this, you know.
I know. I was about to read them, but now you called, so go ahead.
I know. I am part of Russia, too. Until he got the internet on the park, I come up with one McCartney job. So he can't run a body of the guy that showed him more. He makes bus now. Lousy. Lousy. Go there and make sure I'm BPL. I'm alive. All of me charged $10 million. He paid some tax in the country. And I'm sorry. Now, you know, I love young people. Marvin, CNN, you're all on the same page. And you know, it's all time. The most school people in state, and they get one pension. Or they won't get nothing. That's all I can say for the day, Naughty.
All right, JJ, be right, safe, JJ. Man. Enjoy your Cubans at the park, and I hope that internet. Come on, let's get this last call, and then we'll wrap up with
the because I want to hear Luke had a point to make in reference. Let the caller hold a second. Luke,
one second caller will be right with you. Go ahead.
And it was interesting. Go ahead, Luke.
Well, to run it back to that point about single parent households.
Back to my question,
Another thing to keep in mind is that single parent households also create an unvirtuous cycle where the children raised in those households will not have the same access to education as others because they'll either not be able to afford to go to more advanced education or they'll be forced to raise their siblings, for example, because their single parent won't be able to raise the other child.
So, in other words, the oldest got to help raise the youngest, so the oldest has to make that sacrifice.
Yes.
In order to make sure that the younger brothers... And a lot of that has happened in the Bahamas where mother has a child and the child may be 12, 13, 14, and then you have another baby, and that 12, 13, 14 young girl or boy end up basically raising their baby sisters or brothers. And it goes back to the fact that we got, you know, then in my young days, nobody had more girlfriends than me. But one thing I was always careful and guarded with, that I didn't want to have a child outside of wedlock because I wanted to be able to give my children the love and affection and the protection. And so when I have my three kids within my home, I was able to give them the love and affection and the protection. And I'm an advocate for protecting kids. I love kids, protecting kids. And I'm an advocate for, if you're not there, still be there for your child. Don't worry about what the girl do. You know, too many men hold the child hostage because the girl won't give them none no more, don't want to be no time with them, and they don't want to take care of their kids because they mad the girl got a boyfriend or something like that. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Be there for your child.
Thank you. Thank you, Luke, too.
All right. Good stuff, Luke. And I think Luke is passionate about education, and I really think
you're going to be a teacher. You're going to be a teacher. You're going to be a teacher. And Sock could use you.
TCS, Temple Christian.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Good. I mean, I guess she is on to, vital point in terms of, independence, because you just, this how the PLP got in power. people don't understand.
They got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and then also, at a point, history has to be told, and then we kind of like to push the history in the background. There's a point in time, and to all the folks told this story about when they had a vote confidence vote in St. Lyndon, and right 2 years after they won the government, and 2 years into their new administration, they had went to Andrus to have a zero confidence vote in him.
Yep.
And you know what was important, what I got from the whole thing, was that that's when we established all of these ministers in the cabinet. Because, they pledge allegiance to the prime minister. Yeah. When you select candidates and you promise them jobs and minister posts and this and that, they forget the whole objective to why the people voted them in. And the people looking for representation from these particular guys. And when they go in cabinet, they bring these legislations to parliament. And they vote yes in cabinet. They can't come back to the parliament and vote no. Or they're fired.
Yep.
We need a balance of the back bench back. How much people we got sitting in the back bench of the PLP and House Assembly right now?
Less than 10.
Exactly. Everyone is a cabinet
or parliamentary minister. Secretary and minister.
Exactly, yeah. in the office of the prime minister doing that.
Yeah.
For that same reason, and she's right.
And successive governments have been guilty of that, putting too many cabinet ministers.
It's designed for that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's designed for that or that's what they do to protect themselves.
It's designed for the prime minister to know is basically in his corner and who has his back.
You know, and every prime minister has lost the minister for some way or the other.
Exactly. And
because they may have lost confidence in that prime minister or whatever. So I understand. I see your point.
Well, exactly. I predict, thank you so much, Carl. I predict all a couple of by-elections being called post haste once these things go to trial with Cornish and Gibson. So we'll have a seat open.
Now, I don't know if they're going to go to trial now. If I'm looking at, speaking of not going to trial,
I mean,
look at the Rapley case today
one
in the file in the
going
paper.
Missing.
Our file is missing. To the tune of alleged misappropriation of funds to $1,259,000 and some dollars.
Yep.
And they can't find that file. So you think they're going to find Cornish file?
We already saw the news interview. Everybody saw the news interview.
And before y'all, you know, card-carrying members of the PLP say, bashing y'all, I'm only going on what I've seen in the public domain. Where is the file for the Rackley case? If that was me or Pearlie or Tada, you all would have seen us doing the bank lane
but
shuffle.
My problem with that
I
would have
been draped up all over the court.
One file, there's no backup files nowhere, and everything's supposed to be digital now. What's going on?
How is it missing?
Can we take that caller? Because you can cause me to say something and get in trouble.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Yeah. Pearlie.
Hey.
Oh, Lord. I know who this is. This Mr. B. They got to fly out. That's Daddy Lizard.
I know.
Yeah, wait. Well, you know, George Carr's coming up, right? And then, you know,
you can turn it down now for me.
Turn the music down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, AI, the lotion man, you know, I'm campaigning hard, but George Carr coming up, and I think, you know, he's going to replace, you know, Anne-Marie on her flight. You know, because he thinks he named Anton. We got to see, you know.
No, I got a why with him because 2 months ago, or maybe longer, when I made a complaint about there's no license plates on these cars, he told me license plates were being produced right then and they should be up soon. Two, almost 3 months later, where are the license plates?
Yeah, but you know, he's been trying to grease the monkey feet out of Uganda, you know, straight through. But,
yeah, well,
you know, and I hope you don't leave Anne-Marie and it ain't be Anton. I hope it don't be Antoinette, you know.
that's Friday. That's Friday coming.
No, that's tomorrow, Thursday.
Yes,
we're going to be talking in sports at 5 o'clock hour. Diary and the crew going to chime in from Georgetown and talk about regardless.
They say you beating them up, but you know you got to don't lay the wife at home.
Last time I heard, this is a democracy.
Y'all talking to some man code or something? Because I don't know what in the world y'all talking about.
No, he's making light of a certain caller that calls there all the time.
No matter what happens, no matter what you say about the government, that caller will call in and criticize. And a few months ago, I was complaining that there'd be too many cars on the road without license plates. That caller tell me I was jumping to too many conclusions and that license plates will be available shortly. Months later, vice license plates are not available. He just had a car not too far from your park, and people's concerned about where the car. And every time you look, there's a car with no license plates. So where are the license plates? Are they being produced? No.
Yeah. Today is almost that time. But I appreciate you getting in and coming on. And obviously, you know, you have a platform here.
Judith.
Mikasa has two Costa, and I appreciate you guys coming on and speaking, you know, so eloquently and representing the younger generation. And like I've always said, there's two ends of the spectrum that we always neglect in this country. We got the young and we got the old. And we're always in between beating up our moms for other things. We forget about them. And they need emphasis. They need focus. They need time and dedication
to
that.
Correct.
Yes.
So we can end with just Judah. Help me lick a beat.
Go, Judah.
They scared. The hummingbirds coming. The hummingbirds coming. Oh, they scared. The hummingbirds flying. The hummingbirds soaring. Woo!
And we're out. We'll see you after the flip side. We'll be talking some sports. We'll be back right after the news.
All Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Phil V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Colley, and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best Rake and Scrape Explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, the IAAF Road Relays Bahamas, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
On the Wednesday, April 24th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company and Pearlie going to take you right up until 6 p.m. I got to get this one in real quick before I slide out.
I guess he don't trust me to get it in, so he's doing it himself.
No, I had talked to the texter, and the texter had broken down the scenario for me. This has nothing to do with sports.
Oh.
But actually, you can chime in on it.
Okay.
Because when last you saw function in restrooms on part of Ski Dog?
You know, I saw something in chats talking about the condition of the restrooms and all that.
A big listener of the show,
uh-huh.
Big fan of the show, uh-huh. Listens every day.
Uh-huh.
So, Naughty, you and Pearlie need to know this. I was at Port of Ski yesterday, all right, and saw some tourists complaining about how filthy the porta potties were. This is not acceptable for tourist attractions. Nowhere to properly wash their hands either. Please discuss this vexing issue for tourists and Bahamians. It's been years now that Party Ski has been operating without proper restroom facilities. Is it also possible for them to at least empty the porta potties on a regular basis so it doesn't, you know, have the stench?
But don't they have built? Is on the bathrooms on Party Ski built?
But they're not functioning according to the taxes. And I had several people.
And how long this been going on? Because I thought they were working fine a couple of years ago. Two, 3 years ago.
Yesterday. To the embarrassment of someone who's in the industry, a Bahama host, and should know what our guests should uh-huh. see when they get here. They cringed.
But not just,
a horrible moment.
Not just on Port of Ski,
and not just the guests, Bahamians as well.
Not just Port
of Ski.
Because
it starts at home first.
I'm wondering how the conditions are the ones on Montague. I'm wondering how the conditions are the ones on Sanders Beach.
Maybe me and you need to do a drive-by when they get some coffee and ride around and double-check
some
them.
Duncan,
maybe you
coffee.
Could go in, or we could get somebody from the hood to go in and give them the task, because if they buy it and they stink, I ain't trying to get like, that aroma.
No, I ain't getting in now.
Speaking of aroma, you ever catch by that aroma by Betty Cole Park? By Malcolm Park right there?
Oh, my God. I just talked about that. We were driving past it.
Stop burning off my eyebrow the other night.
And I know.
Lost that. You want to know why? MJ didn't do this. That's the stench. Burn that eyebrow off. All the hair in the nose is gone.
Back in the day, that was a vexing issue. I know under the Ingram administration, it could be under Christie, they built a brand new treatment plan there. It was doing
and
well.
And they could build the next one.
No, but in the last few months, all that is telling me it's not being properly maintained, like many things in this country.
Man, listen to
me. Not being properly maintained.
You will punish prisoners or whatever, make them stand up to 24 hours breathing that in, and they'll never commit crime ever again in life.
But imagine the tourists who walk in. Imagine you driving past.
Jesus.
And listen, you know what is worse? 5 o'clock traffic when you get stuck in the front of that. Come on, man. We got to do better. We bragging about the economy doing better, and we almost there, but things aren't happening.
But hold on. Economy nears complete recovery. That's great. But then the next headline is, but GDP growth yet to surpass second quarter of 2019.
Gross domestic product, people. So it's when you say the economy is almost back and then you see the GDP is not by 2019, was something is not right there. That means we're not getting enough direct foreign investments in the country. We're not getting, the money's not flowing the way it should be. You know, so we're talking about cutting back on expenses and all that. But we're supposed to be talking sports. So if this caller's not talking sports, I'm not talking to him.
Not meant. But probably I'm gonna let you do your thing with sports and handle your business, because I gotta cut out and do that gig like I said.
Carry on smartly.
I need to be there for six.
Like my dad used to say.
Let me go make the people
carry
laugh.
Carry on smartly.
And May 10th, you're in town May 10th, right?
No, I'm not. I'm out of town. I'm going to the great state of Minnesota.
When you come back, you gotta bend the elbow with me on one. The 10th is 27 years of Jokers.
Oh, my goodness. I'm leaving.
I won't make the show. We did it before.
We'll do it the weekend I get back.
All right, let's check this call real quick, and I'll let you, I'll probably deal with it. Talking heads.
Yeah. Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening?
You know, they like to go and have these special cabinet meeting. They need to assign them and put them on Malcolm Park and let them have a cabinet meeting there.
No, you ain't smelling on Malcolm. They got to have it in the pond.
In the pond, yeah.
Wherever that is, right there in the spot, make them have a cabinet.
They got a big parking lot right there in front of it. They could do it right there.
Yeah, that's what they got to do.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
All right, good day, man.
We're going to get right into today in sports history. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and today in sports history in 1961, Sandy Koufax of my Los Angeles Dodgers struck out 18 batters, becoming the first major league pitcher to do so on two different occasions. In 1963, the Boston Celtics won their fifth straight NBA title on the way to, I think, 9 or 11 straight. In 1994, David Robinson of the San Antonio Spurs scored 71 points against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's the other team in L.A. And in 2003, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim defeated the Dallas Stars 4-3 in five overtime periods in the game one of the second round of the Stanley Cup playoff. P.S. Sikora scored 48 seconds into the fifth overtime, ending the game as the fourth longest game in NHL history. The final time was 140 minutes and 48 seconds. Today's sports quote, "My family was so poor they couldn't afford kids. The lady next door had me." Lee Trevino, Gulf Pro. I heard Lee Trevino say that before. Who's there? What's happening in sports? What's happening? Where the rest of my newspaper? What's happening in local sports in the Bahamas? Well, you know what's coming up next week. We got the World Relays PM May 4th and 5th. I'm excited about that. But leading the sports, and you know, it's always good when I hear stuff like this. Sock set for Penn Relays. Over 15,000 athletes expected to take part in the three-day meet. I think St. Augustine is going to... Let's take a quick look. The Bahamas will be well represented at the 128th running of the Penn Relay set for this weekend, April 25th to 27th, at historic Franklin Field at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Schools in the Bahamas have always used to three-day meet. The St. Augustine's College Big Red Machine, which won six of the eight divisions in the recent completed Bahamas National High School Track and Field Championships, will be sending 19 athletes and four teams to the pen relay. Sac will be represented in the high school girls and boys 4x100 meters and the 4x400 meter relays. And it was and the pen relays donated $5,000 per race. And I think Sac won three or four of the races, so they're going to have people in both races representing. And I think UC is going to. So it's becoming a feature for high school athletes, high school teams, particularly St. Augustine's, and particularly those two, St. Augustine's and QC, who've been going up to the pen relays. And I think St. Augustine's been going there for a whole lot of times. I remember when I was in school, some of us went there, went to that, and went to the Drake relays, and went to the Gibson relays in Jamaica. So it's good to see them. Good luck. Do well. Make us proud. Represent the 242 and represent the Big Red Machine in the biggest way possible. Great job, St. Augustine's College. Very proud of you. What else? Patrick McTaggart moves up in the rankings. High school soccer national set for May 17th through the 31st of May. So good things are happening in sports locally. Excited about that. Who's in and who's out is the biggest thing happening in international sports, and it's really good news. I've been a Reggie Bush fan from he was in college, and in 2005 he won the Heisman Trophy, putting up some of the best numbers in as a running back in college. And then they took it away from him a few years later, accusing him of accepting money from boosters and accepting paying some bills for him and taking care of his parents and all that. And he always maintained that he never was paid to play football for USC. And over the years, NCAA have changed their rules. They have something called the NIL, which is the Name, Image, and Likeness program, where, like, my girlfriend Angel Reese making well over $3 million a year before in terms of being sponsors. So I guess they realize there's some hypocrisy there. And so the Heisman Trophy committee announced that Reggie Bush is back in the Heisman family. He will receive his Heisman Trophy. They'll make that announcement sometime later today, and he will get his trophy back. And he tweeted he was very excited to be back in the Heisman family, and that he would be doing whatever he can do to promote wholesome sports and to promote athletes and sports and to promote the Heisman Trophy. So congratulations, Reggie Bush. I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you were able to get there and get it back, because I never was for you losing that. You know, it was never for you losing that. And I'll just take this. I'll slip out from sports for a second. Naughty Saunders Beach bathrooms are never open. I'm out there all the time, and many locals and tourists are inconvenienced. Montague and Iroquois bathrooms are well kept. Good job. Good job. Let's take our first break, because when we get back, we'll talk some more sports. We'll get into the picks. We got a little longer final 15 for you with Colin Cowherd. So we'll be right back. This is Pearly filling in on Talking Heads on Wednesday. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world. Chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
With boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension.
All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all-white meat, triple-breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick-cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce, every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are we back? We're back. Listen, let's get to the Texas. Texas says, great show as usual. I see the Lakers are getting a severe can of whoop, you know what. And also send Buddy some Kong Salad. See, you trying to vex up me now because I'm so upset with my Lakers right now. I am calling for Darvin Ham's head on a platter after the season is done. Time to G.O. because some decisions that brother making scaring the crap out of me. You got D'Lo, seven three-pointers, and you got him on the bench? How that supposed to work? How that supposed to work? But anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow when we play them. Hopefully, we'll do better in L.A. If not, we're in big trouble. Big trouble. Last night, then I got a bribe with my Dodgers. Oh, man. Yeah, 4-1 victory over the Nationals. Otani hits his 176th homer, not with the Dodgers, but as in baseball. This exit velocity thing has become a big thing in baseball. You know, they say, the ball came off the bat at 105 miles an hour, 108 miles an hour. They said the ball came off Otani's bat last night at 118 miles an hour. I thought that ball was good. He crushed it. That's what you call a crushing home run. Carly on there, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Berg? What's up, Berg? How you doing?
What's up, man? Did you find out if Clay Thompson is going to represent the Bahamas in Paris?
I have not heard anything just yet. I've not heard anything. I know that they've been talking about it. Hopefully it will happen, but I've not heard anything just yet. Let's keep our fingers. And you probably won't hear anything till pretty much closer to the time when they announce the team. And, you know, so hopefully.
Yeah, you know you got to represent the 242, man.
Yeah, it'll be great to have him there. We need that shooting.
Hey, that Lakers coach, man, I'm questioning him, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, look here.
Yeah, you know, I've been knocking LeBron, right? And then my son called me, and my son is a huge Laker fan. He said, Dad, you got to pay attention to it. It ain't LeBron so much so, you know. It's more this coach. He's out of his league. He's making bad decisions.
You know, decisions, man. You know what I'm saying?
His rotations were poor. You know, Garvin, Gabe Vincent. Is a great defensive player, but he's been hurt all season. He's only been back about four games. He got his legs back, and why, you know, he can't be on the game in the fourth quarter.
That's true, man. You know what I'm saying? But the Lakers got to win. Lakers got to win tomorrow, man. You must have called it.
It's to a point of embarrassment right now. You've already lost 10 in a row to this team. Yeah. It brings back to the memories how Detroit used to do the Chicago Bulls back in the late 80s, early, you know.
And you know, and they like the Lakers cannot score, but it seems like they take their foot off the gas, man. You know,
you can't blame LeBron. You can't blame AD. They put up their numbers. I mean, Hachimura had 3 points and Reeves had 9 points. You got to give me double figures. Those got it because your bench ain't giving you no points. Yeah, bench ain't giving you no points. So those two got to give me double figures every night.
He got at least 10 and 10.
If they had scored 10 and 10, we would have win the game. Bottom line. You blow a 20-point lead and some bad coaching, bad rotations, man, you gots to go. I'll tell you this, and remember this conversation you and I have. I like Rondo to come as the Lakers coach next year. And don't be surprised if, you know, he has a great basketball IQ. He's been like a coach on the floor for teams. He played for the Lakers and other teams. He has a lot of talk about him going around the league. I'd love to see him get his first coaching job as a Laker head coach. So there I said it.
I get so frustrated, I don't even want to watch it now. It's a lot of us.
You ain't more frustrated than me.
Hey, you be high 1 minute, then you go and do something to come up and say, Jesus.
Man, they but lead you to drink, and they leading you to drink. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
All right, man.
All right, my brother.
Boy, but you got these haters over here, they be loving that too, boy.
Oh, I know some people loving it, you know. You know, and my good friend, as much as I love him, Naughty is a big Laker fan, but he hates LeBron, so he wants the Lakers to lose to get. But Lakers losing may not necessarily get rid of LeBron. They probably get rid of Ham, but I don't think get rid of LeBron. But we'll see what happens.
All right, man. Have a good one, man.
Oh, you take care, my brother. Caller says the Dallas game was good against the Clippers. Yeah, I actually thought it was a good game, I've been told. And I think I did pick Dallas to win that game. I was very surprised that Indiana won. You know, I was surprised. You know, well, you know, I don't come to think of it. A lot of people think that the Bucks are underachieving, but you know, the Greek Freak is out. And that's a big hurt to them. So I don't know how this can go. I think this series probably go to 7. The Bucks will probably hold on, but that'll be it. They'll get sent home in the second round. The Timberwolves, Timberwolves is a team that is of the future. They're going to be great. They're going to be a great team in the future. Big win for them, you know. Big win for them. They won by, 12? So that was a really big win. And then the Mavericks game was a really close game, and they're winning that by 3 points. So we'll see what happens today. You know, we'll see what goes on today. We'll do the picks in a little bit. But baseball is heating up, people. You know, and, you know, you look at me like I'm kind of crazy because I'm fanatic for baseball, but it's starting to heat up. And show gets out at 6:45, first pitch with the Dodgers. We'll see what happens there. Knack, a rookie, is pitching for us tonight. Callie, you on the air. How you doing?
Callie, they're talking away so long with you, baby.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
I'm only saying, God, a couple of things.
Go ahead, bro.
Some people are always hanging out on my walkway late in the night, right?
Call the cops.
I have to do that, right?
Call the cops. Don't lick none, because don't lick no shot. Call the cops.
I call the cops. The cops tired of me calling on my support.
Ah, Lord.
Because they're still hanging out. But what I want to say, right? You listening?
I'm listening.
You are boy on your radio. On yesterday, he tried to rob me one day, one morning. I was going to early morning church service, right? I hear this guy tipping up behind me, right?
Uh-huh.
And he tried to dive behind in my pocket, and I spin around and squat and hold him, right?
Uh-huh.
And a car was coming down, you see, at the same time, because I was close to the hill, right?
Uh-huh.
Right on the corner, Mason, just corner. And it was him. He's a little cheap, but I didn't want to hear him. It wasn't you. I had to break my radio up. Yes.
No, but I want you to do that. I want you to do that.
Then you need to know who you'll be having on your radio, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
There's niggas coming on as if it's they all of that. And they're all teeth, man.
All right, I'll be more careful who come on the show, okay?
Come on, please, because right. I sleep with my radio on Guardian Radio.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Okay,
thank
my brother.
You.
Interesting. How I got to that? sports, people, sports. So like I was saying, baseball is heating up, you know. Interesting stuff going on. I see Acuña set a record for the Atlanta Braves. Games already started for today. The Mets all over the Giants, which I love to hear. And the Orioles leading the Angels 2-0 in the middle of 5. So that's some good stuff. You got some other games going on. The Red Sox at the Guardians. The Brewers at the Pirates. The Philadelphia Phillies at the Cincinnati Reds. The Detroit Tigers are at the Tampa Bay Rays. The Oakland Athletics at the New York Yankees. Our Miami Marlins with our Jazz Chisholm will be at the Atlanta Braves. Toronto Blue Jays is at the KC Royals. The Chicago White Sox will be playing the Minnesota Twins. And the Houston Astros will be at the Chicago Cubs. Seattle Mariners at the Texas Rangers. Those San Diego Padres will be at the Colorado Rockies, who beat them last night. And St. Louis had beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. Anytime Arizona or the Padres or the Giants lose, it's a good ball for me. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat them 5-1 already for the day. So that's been some good stuff there. Callie, on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Hey, bro.
Boy, I root down for you all, you know.
Well, you ain't the only one muff to everybody. Only naughty pulling out against my Lakers right now.
No, man, I root not. But to say, only one thing. I think LeBron take the shot too quickly. Leave too much time on the clock.
Probably so.
Yeah, man. He lived. When he take that shot, it was about, 13 seconds?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but I think the shot clock was running down, if I remember correctly. So you have to take the shot.
Yeah, 13 seconds. That's plenty of time.
No, that's 13 seconds left in the game, but the shot clock was running down, so I think he had to take the shot or it's been a violation.
No, man, I don't think so. I'll take a look at it again. But when he did, when y'all got the ball back, it was only a couple, it was 24 seconds. I think it was about 24, under 24.
Okay.
So he pulled up too quick.
But he was wide open. He was wide open.
Yeah, he should have taken that right down. So if he missed it, then he had a chance.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with you at one point. That boy ain't sure for true now. He was doing good. What's your name, Reeves?
Austin Reeves.
He's a good shooter. So I ain't show up yet.
He's been having a bad couple of weeks. I'm hoping he breaks out tonight.
Yeah, man. I don't feel good. Y'all have been that one. Y'all had him.
We had him. You can't blow a 20-point lead, man.
Just melt that clock down enough.
So. You cannot blow a 20-point lead.
Yeah, man. To hold them. Now, one more other thing. Milwaukee now. I still fear Milwaukee. I know, you know, I'm a Celtic, but I know Milwaukee a little rough, you know. I was surprised them boys win by.
No, but the Greek Freak is out. Giannis is out. So that's a big factor to them, you know.
Yeah, but they got that what a boy named Leonard and Millington.
Damian Lillard, yeah.
If one of them out, I don't think they can win. They could have the Freak, but them two, they can't on. But mm-hmm. That score, I catch most of it. I watch, but uh-huh. I don't catch the end part. I say, what, Indiana?
Yes, but the thing about it is, and you know, what was surprising about it is, Saki, I'm not how you pronounce his name, because thanks. Haliburton has not been scoring, and I figured with him having a bad series and not being back to where he was before the injury, that Milwaukee would have a chance, right? But, you know, yeah. Damian Lillard only put up 24 points, and they can't remember him only putting up 24 points.
Yeah, you then know? That boy got to stop shooting three-pointer, man. He better break this ball inside.
Yo, Lopez?
Indiana center, man.
Oh, Indiana, Milwaukee center.
Indiana center.
Oh, turn up?
Yeah, man. You know, Milwaukee center got hit a couple, but he took six.
But he shot 500, 3 for 6, which is good when you're taking 3-pointers.
Yeah, man. I'd rather him go be inside and dominate inside. He's launching his 3-pointer.
But, you know, in the NBA has switched a lot of stretch play. You know, a lot of big men coming mm-hmm. out and taking shots. You know, a lot of big men, Bazinga, Bambi, and a lot of, and Joker and all them, a lot of them take 3-pointers a lot, and that game is evolving a lot to that.
The Joker, he can shoot it. Some of them, I don't like these two, no 3-pointers. But anyway, I'll leave you with this. I still think Milwaukee could be, I'm Boston, but uh-huh. I'm still scared of Milwaukee.
I don't think Milwaukee's the team you need to be afraid of right now. I think the team you need to be afraid of is the Knicks. The Knicks are playing great basketball.
Oh, man, we could beat the Knicks. The Knicks got one fella. What he named, the Bunsen or what he named?
Burton.
They got him.
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, I forgot. It slipped my mind. The center is playing some good basketball right now. Some really good basketball.
You mean Robinson?
Yeah, he's playing some really good basketball right now.
But he ain't no big scorer. You know, Bunsen got a score. I surprised they playing Philly so hard.
Embiid has been out for a while. He's coming back. He ain't got his legs 100%.
That's why they should win them close game.
The Knicks been on a ride. The Knicks been on a roll. The Knicks are playing really good basketball. They're really playing solid basketball. Burton is on the thing. Everybody in the Knicks starting to look like basketball players. They're putting it together. And, you know, NBA, and a lot of it, this is basically, how to put it, basically timing and what you're doing when the playoffs come around, you know.
But I can leave you with this. I'd rather we face the Knicks than Milwaukee. I can leave you with that. All right.
You really want to play the Knicks than Milwaukee? You seriously?
Boy, Milwaukee a little rough. I could be honest. All right.
If the Greek Freak is there, yes. Without him?
Along with Leonard and Millington?
But without him, they need the three of them together. Without him, they can't. I don't think they could win a 7-game series. I really don't.
All right then.
We got another call on. We can take this next. So thanks for calling, bro. Callie on there, how you doing?
Good day.
I'm good. What's up? Don't listen to the radio. Listen to the phone.
Hey, is it early?
Everything in the quiet. What you saying?
All is well.
Turn your radio down.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Talk to me.
So what is that?
You tell me what you're saying.
Okay, that's what I said. You know, a game the other night.
Uh-huh.
again with you, with the coach.
Okay.
Bad coaching.
Okay.
I'll tell you why it was bad coaching. Go, playing.
Go ahead, bro.
We was up by too many.
Exactly.
Anthony Davis ended up in getting the fourth foul.
Yes.
Right? When he gone out the game, the Lakers gone on a 1 minute and a half slunk.
Okay.
That was time to put him back in that game.
And take a chance.
Put him back in the game when they were going down by, I think they was down by 12.
Okay.
Put him back in the game. The lack in that game was, we didn't have a go-to man, and we didn't have an offensive rebounder.
Okay.
When he went out.
Okay.
And that's what gave them niggas that little momentum.
Okay.
Right? If he did put him back in that game in that quarter, because he said him out the whole quarter, you know.
I realize that.
He said him out the whole quarter. And the whole quarter, we ain't score. We going down but 7 or 8 times, and he ain't score. He ain't score. And the fellas then bring it to 10.
Yep.
Going into the third quarter, a fourth quarter.
Yep.
And he still sitting down for a couple of minutes. If he did put Anthony Davis back in that game in the third quarter, we'd have win that game. Because we'd have had a rim defender. We'd have had somebody else we could have go to other than LeBron. And matter of fact, my sister told me, said, D'Lo even wasn't in the game.
No, that's what I'm making. That's the noise I'm making about D'Lo at 7 3-pointers. D'Lo was right on the bench. He had Gabe Vincent in there. And there was no real scoring in, and there was Gabe Vincent, Hayes, and I think somebody else, but no scoring was in there.
I didn't even know G-Lo was in the game. My sister had to tell me that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he let the score go on down, and going into the fourth quarter, he even ain't put Anthony Davis back in the game.
I didn't understand.
Like, he ain't dealt with at least 2 to 3 minutes.
Like my son was telling me, Daddy, it was poor rotation, poor substitution, and you know, and no, it was like no structure, no play calling, and that. Like this is just doing foolishness.
Listen to me, it's playoff vibes. Anthony Davis is a good center, one of the best defensive center in the league.
And he pissed because he got snubbed. He got snubbed. He's not in the finalists for defensive player of the year, so he's pissed about that as well.
That's what get him mad and all.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand, but the thing about it. That coach, he ain't do his job.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
I don't know. See, watch this. 2 games we played them, and the 2 games, going into the fourth quarter, we leading.
Yep.
I just hope they have some guy for a different strategy for tomorrow night.
We can see.
You know,
we can see.
I just hope so. And I think what he needed to do, too, let me tell you something. You call up by name Dave Vincent. He needed to let that boy Dave Vincent play at least in that third quarter or play someplace around in that second quarter so he could get his foot and down back.
Yeah, it didn't make no sense.
So he could get his momentum.
It didn't make no sense.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyhow, buddy.
Time,
right? Naughty off the day.
Yeah, he had to make it. He got a gig.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I'm going to finish doing it.
Okay.
You play catch up.
All right.
Okay, bro.
We can take this next call up before we go to the picks. Call you on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Early?
You tell me.
Let me ask you a question. That's Muff, right?
No, that's Skittles. Skittaboo.
Why y'all sound so dead when that dead team lose? why y'all find so much excuses? It is what it is simply because it is what it is.
Okay, so what can happen
y'all
tonight?
Y'all just dead.
What can happen tonight? Because we're going to do the picks. You can help me with the picks right now.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Miami Heat at the Boston Celtics. Celtics are 14.5-point favorite. What you think can happen tonight?
We can lose.
You going, that's money line, or you think it can be a 14-point
draw? We don't have Roger, and we don't have Jimmy Butler, okay?
Roger out,
so
too?
Roger out.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we hanging on a limb.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. We hanging. The Boston Celtics have an all-active, healthy team.
Yes.
All active and healthy.
Yeah.
All right, so, and we going up against with our best player out and one of our best guards out. Okay, so we out.
So you think the broom come in?
As long as Butler out and Roche, okay. I think so.
Okay, you being real.
I think that's where it's headed.
Okay, in the next game, the New Orleans Pelicans at the OKC Thunder.
I think OKC's coming back.
OKC's a seven. They're up 1-0. So they got a 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I go with OKC.
You going with the money line or the points?
The points.
I going with the points with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see what happens. There's only two games tonight.
Hold on, man. I wasn't finished with you yet, you know.
Go ahead, my brother.
Why y'all sound like y'all are awake when Lakers lose? What more you expect?
That's how it feels.
Why?
That's how it feels, especially when you see dumb, I almost say the wrong word. When you see dumb foolishness going on, you got to feel like that, man, because you can sit as a novice, as a fan.
No, but why y'all blaming the coach, though?
Because he's making bad decisions.
That's okay, but coach don't play ball.
Yeah, but you got to make better decisions. You got to put the right players out there to do the right things. That's why you have a coach.
So because y'all went down the wire on the last game.
We shouldn't have gone down the wire. If he'd do the right things in the third and fourth quarter, we shouldn't have come down to the wire.
What is the right thing? Tell me what's the right thing.
First of all, you had D'Lo on the bench too long, who was hot. And you had Gabe Vincent playing. You should have had D'Lo in there.
Gabe Vincent ain't fit for Lakers. Gabe Vincent's fit for the Miami Heat.
Well, maybe. Okay? No, but he hasn't played all season. Right. He's been hurt. He hasn't played all season.
Yeah, he's a Miami Heat player. Y'all send him back home.
Maybe so. And then he had AD on the bench too long. He made some poor rotations. He didn't have no real scorers there. It's just poor decisions. And it's more like be using the frizz in the Bahamas. He was curry favoring for certain players.
Y'all playing tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
All right, brother.
Take care. All right. So, that's it for today. We're going to go to the break. Then we got Colin Coho. He's going to talk a little bit about a lot been going on. He's going to be a little longer than normal. Been filling in for Naughty. This is Pearly. This is Guardian Radio 96.9. This has been Talking Heads. It's been an interesting hour and a half, 2 hours. Thank you for turning in. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the texts. I'll be in tomorrow, 4 o'clock. For what we call the Talking Heads Thursdays with Pearly. I'll see you tomorrow. Be good. If you can't be good, please be careful. I'm out.
Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Haagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Haagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Ikes.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and help towards your switching cost. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles. With new arrivals every week, John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet. The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We talked yesterday about how disappointing the first games of the first round of the NBA playoffs were. It looks just like, you know, that engine just took a little bit of time to finally start revving. With all due respect to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Place that game aside. Cavs are up 2-0. Place that game aside. The double dip on Turner last night. Knicks Sixers, Lakers Nuggets. Now that's what we're talking about. Because it had everything. Had a little bit of everything. We had a buzzer beater. We had the defending NBA champs on the ropes at home. It looked like the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis were about to draw finally some blood on a home team in these playoffs. And we saw Jamal Murray rip out the Lakers' heart and show it to them pumping with a fadeaway jumper as the buzzer went off in Denver. Jamal Murray fading away over the 7-foot-tall Anthony Davis to win the basketball game that the Lakers had led by double digits. Step back jumper indeed. And this guy couldn't make a shot all game and had 14 points. There you have it. And believe it or not, the stat that we have at the bottom of our Roku channel feed, first game winning buzzer beater in the playoff history of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh,
how about them apples on that front? And that was after the Sixers and the Knicks had at it in Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks pulled a Reggie Miller on somebody else in that building for a change, where it looked like a multiple possession lead for the opponent was going to hold up, and some craziness on an inbounds play led to back-to-back threes. And suddenly the game flipped in a matter of seconds as Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, one of the Nova Knicks, as they're being referred to, helped overcome a late game deficit and help the Sixers, who looked like they could hold Jalen Brunson down again. But Brunson makes his first three of the night by shooting a three-pointer, and the ball hits the front of the rim, it seemed, and somehow popped straight up in the air and landed through the basket.
Home bounce. Ugh. Shooter's bounce.
Hey, at least it was only one hop this time, TJ, not like Kawhi over Embiid back in the day. Yikes. And then the inbounds pass, where Tyrese Maxey had two Knicks draped all over him. Josh Hart did the hands up, I didn't touch him type move that usually does indicate.
Yeah, he touched him.
A physical contact did actually occur. Guys on the floor, it's wild how either A, that wasn't a foul, B, it wasn't a travel on Maxey, because if he goes down, and isn't that a travel? Or C, there wasn't a timeout awarded to it. It's like a bunch of Sixers, including the head coach, made the international symbol of timeout.
Yeah.
It wasn't awarded. And DiVincenzo launches a three and misses. Isaiah Hartenstein comes up with one of the million offensive rebounds the Knicks have gotten through the first two games of this series. On the floor, gets it to OG Anunoby, who gets it to DiVincenzo at the top of the arc, and that one was dead solid perfect. Sixers had one last shot at it. Hartenstein with a huge block
on Maxey.
On Maxey. Yeah. and it wound up in the hands of Embiid, who I thought was going to jar that three, but it went off the back of the iron, and the Knicks survive by going up 2-0 with two of, I think, Brunson's worst back-to-back games of the year. And the action was intense, surpassed only by some post-game press conference, starting with LeBron, who thought he was fouled going to the basket to put the Lakers up two, didn't get an and one. Even if he did make the free throw, though, Murray's two would have just put them up by one to win it as opposed to win it by two. But that said, LeBron did miss a three prior to Murray getting the ball and winning the basketball game with the first ever buzzer beater in Denver Nuggets playoff history. But that did not deter LeBron, who was not just focused on not getting his own call after the game.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. Makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the six. What are we doing?
And speaking of the Sixers-Knicks game, this is what Joel Embiid had to say at his locker after the game about the officiating towards the end of that contest.
Unacceptable. We just got fouled, a couple times. You know, we just had the same thing happen against Miami with Tyler. You know, that's just unacceptable to, you know, put us in that situation. That's unacceptable to lose a game like this, especially in the playoffs. So,
F-bombs flying. Whew. And then, of course, the question of was put to Anthony Davis afterwards about what happened on the final buzzer beater that Murray stepped back and shot it over the seven-footer, who is already ornery because he was not named a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. Check that out.
Well, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? And what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
And that's it. See ya. Mic drop.
That's amazing. I mean, that is what happened. In fairness.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know.
That's a Magic Johnson tweet.
He would tweet that out. Hey, NBA playoff action. It's finally arrived. Took a couple days, but it has finally arrived. Just in terms of LeBron talking about what the replay center is up to.
Oh, Magic just tweeted 2 minutes ago.
Well, here's the deal, because the replay center is not going to buzz in like the NFL in the last 2 minutes of a game. It's just not going to buzz in. And the league is not going to allow it to buzz in because they could buzz in every play, correct? Wouldn't you think?
It's like holding in the NFL.
I totally get you as a Sixer fan would have major issues with the way that ended. But however, okay.
But you know, as we talked about before the show, I'm not blaming that.
The
Sixers gave up that lead.
Lowry missed a free throw.
He
could have been up six.
And then
he rushed the Knicks.
Inbound pass in something that a veteran point guard should never have done. Well, I mean, I'm not going to put that on.
Because
on the
Sixers there. Are all. Well, part of the reason why Brunson isn't having a very good first two games is they are all over him the minute that he inbounds from their own. From the Knicks' own end line. It's 40 minutes of hell that they're giving him. Similar to, you know, what I'm saying, a full court press. Yeah. Little Arkansas Razorback back in the day. Seriously, like they're all over him. And you could call foul everywhere. And I had a problem over the weekend. The Knicks had an inbound, had a possession awarded to Philadelphia when the ball went off the Sixers. Knicks challenge it and get the ball, but the refs blew the call, but they lost their timeout. They had only one timeout remaining for like the fourth quarter of their game one victory. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Refs blow it. You have to use a timeout to challenge. You get it right, and you lose your timeout. I got people saying the game's long enough. Too many timeouts as it is. Yeah, well, maybe what the league should, the association should do is get together, figure out maybe there's a couple fewer TV timeouts of some sort. Make the game a little quicker at the beginning. So at the end, you know, you do have a little bit better of an eye on the sky on it, or game's long enough towards the last 2 minutes of a game.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can.
The game's long enough because you want to get it right.
You want to get it right, so. But couldn't you call foul on pretty much any play in the last 30 seconds of a game? It was like a brawl.
It was an old school 90s
Eastern Conference playoff basketball game.
I kind of liked it with no skin in the game.
The issue is, I guess the refs have to be better on the spot. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. LeBron's the one who brought up the replay center. Unless he's saying one of those moments were challenged and they got it wrong. I'm just saying how he's referring to what he saw at the end of the Sixers-Lakers game. I mean, Sixers-Knicks game. That's the way it was back, you know, in the old 80s and 90s in the Eastern Conference. I mean, speaking of which, I think... guy who's a Pistons fan is about to come out here. Sure, he saw a lot of the bad boys, Jeff Daniels.
Mm-hmm. They were a little bit physical.
But all I know is the NBA playoffs have arrived, everybody.
Yeah, that was a great night last night.
Oh, and Magic has tweeted?
Yeah, just now in the last couple minutes.
Okay, what did he have to say about it? Yeah. We've got it right here. The chat.
Chat EMJ.
EMJ. Last night I was so devastated I couldn't even tweet. That's why he couldn't tweet.
And a broken heart.
An unbelievable shot by Jamal Murray. An outstanding comeback by the Nuggets. All right, so that was that one. And there you go. Lakers have built them, but themselves. They did everything they're supposed to do but win the game. AD and LeBron both did their part. They got scoring help from Russell, and they still lost. So what do they have to blame for themselves? You just glossed over that part. He yada-yada'd that?
Yada-yada lost it.
Okay.
I'm worried about Magic's broken heart.
Don't be.
So sad.
Don't be, man. He's going to have Jaden Daniels in 2 nights. Don't worry about it.
Maybe.
He's going to. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.